Now, you might recall the email we read out on the show last Friday about these attacking crows. A lady messaged us to tell us how, as she was leaving work in Sligo Town Centre, a crow swooped down out of nowhere and attacked her. She said it was really aggressive, made loud squawking noises and got caught in her hair. And she had to run back inside for cover when she eventually managed to free herself. And she said when she went back into work to relay the story to her colleague, she was told that a similar attack had taken place on a colleague of hers earlier that day. And since then, she was made aware of over half a dozen similar incidents in that particular area over the past few days. And we got more texts and messages along the same lines. But her big question in her message to us was, is this a common occurrence? Well, we're going to try and find out now because Niall Hatch of Birdwatch Ireland is on the line. Good morning to you, Niall.
Good morning.
And thanks for joining us. Is that an unusual story or not?
It certainly is unusual, yes. Crows normally have a healthy fear of humans. They tend to avoid us, so they might be put out by us sometimes. They might not like our presence, but it's very, very rare for them actually to make contact with someone. Sometimes, especially in the nesting season, they may squawk if someone is perhaps close to a nest, which they may often be without realising it. But actually for a crow to attack and make contact with someone is, extremely unusual. It's something I have only very rarely come across, I have to say, in the past.
Right. Okay. But the nesting is the key. That if there is to be an explanation, that would possibly be the explanation that their nest is threatened.
Or at least they perceive that that's the case.
Yeah.
Yes. So obviously the nesting season, this is the time of year it happens. In fact, it's coming to an end for most crows now. We normally would associate this kind of aggression towards humans, or any kind of aggression towards humans, particularly with when these birds are nesting, when their breeding hormones are raging, when they're feeling very vulnerable and all of their instincts are telling them they need to protect their eggs or their chicks. Having said that, it's still very, very unusual for a crow to behave in that way, even during the nesting season. I've come across instances of crow attacks or crow contact with humans a couple of times over the years. It is very, very rare. But in all of those cases, it turned out that the crows in question had been hand-reared by humans or had been kept by humans as a pet, which is illegal without a license. And they had therefore become conditioned to humans and didn't have this normal fear or reluctance to approach humans that a crow may have. So obviously in this case, I don't know if that is what has happened here. But in my experience in the past, when instances like this have happened, it has turned out to be hand-reared crows that have lost their fear of people.
Well, that's a new one to me. Hand-reared crows. People keep crows as pets then?
Well, not legally, unless they have a license. But what happens sometimes, people find young birds maybe falling out of the nest, or at this time of year with all sorts of birds, people find what they think are orphaned baby birds out of the nest. They seem helpless. They think they need help. But in most cases, actually, the parents are keeping watch on them, and the birds don't need assistance. Sometimes people do find injured birds and they rear them to health, and then they think that they either can't return them to the wild, or when they do, they become imprinted on humans, and that can happen. Just to say that under the Wildlife Act, that a license is required for the National Parks and Wildlife Service for anybody to keep a wild bird, even for the purpose of treating it for injuries or anything like that. It's something that's strictly regulated, it does happen. I mean, I do know of people who have kept crows legally or otherwise. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, it's usually seagulls we're talking about. Well, I don't know if seagulls attack. They certainly swoop for food. That's an ongoing problem, as we know. But crows not so much. But attacking birds, a rare phenomenon in your experience, anyway, Niall. In any case.
Oh, very much so, yes. It tends to make the news when it does happen. And obviously, it tends to be the larger birds that people complain about. Obviously, if a small bird like a robin or a blue tit or something like that, if it was behaving that aggressive way, it's not going to cause harm to people. They wouldn't be capable of it. Where the crow, can be a relatively formidable bird. Certainly, I wouldn't like that experience myself. It sounds very unpleasant. And my sympathies are definitely with the people who have been affected by this. I hope nobody was seriously hurt. I would hope as well that this behaviour will stop now, as the breeding hormones in these birds would stop. It sounds like I've no way to know for sure, but it's most likely just one individual rogue crow rather than multiple individuals doing this, because it is very, very rare for a crow to behave in this way. Most people will be familiar with the fact that crows, if a human looks at them or tries to walk towards them, they're very wary of us. They're very, very intelligent birds, and they're very, very smart, and they're very good at reading our intentions and our behaviours, and they tend to avoid people wherever possible. Obviously, if somebody went and, let's say, picked up the chick or the egg of a crow or disturbed its nest, then a crow may well attack. But obviously, this isn't the case here. These people are just going about their normal business, completely unaware of anything. There may have been a crow nest nearby, but they wouldn't have been aware of that. And in normal circumstances, a crow would not perceive people like that as a serious threat. So something, very unusual here.
Very final question from a listener, Niall, when you're on. This listener has noticed a black bird that looks like a crow is attacking the smaller birds. They're wondering why this would happen. The lady who rang in has had to chase the bird away because they were attacking the little birds. Is this unusual or is it a common occurrence, or would you know what's happening here?
Well, it sounds like it may be a crow that's doing that. Again, it's not that common that you see this. However, crows are predatory. They will prey on other creatures. Most birds are predatory, of course. Robins and blue tits, they eat other creatures as well. I mean, insects and worms and so on, but they're highly predatory. And that can happen. Sometimes if a bird feels that there's a threat again to its eggs or its chicks, it may attack in this way. So it is something that happens. But birds don't necessarily get on with each other. It's each bird for him or herself or for their flock mates. They don't really care about what we think of them or how we judge their feelings, or their behavior. So crows can be aggressive towards other birds, and that certainly can happen.